This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Reds beat the Mets on Sunday afternoon 7-1 in New York, and in so doing, they win the three-game series and finish their seven-game road trip with a 5-2 record. Vladimir Gutierrez pitched seven strong innings of one-run, three-hit baseball, and what a game for Max Schrock. The day after his home run streak came to an end, Joey Votto got the day off. Schrock started at first base, and all he did was go 5-for-5, including a solo home run and two RBIs. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, Vladimir Gutierrez really set the tone early and looked like he came out ready to duel with Marcus Stroman, and that's what this game was, a good old-fashioned pitcher's duel through the first five innings, and then the Reds got the offense going a little bit there in the sixth.
Yeah, I thought that Gutierrez was able to set the tone early in this ball game, and not only was he getting outs in consecutive fashion, he was getting them quickly. Now, as you mentioned during the ball game, he struck out the first hitter of the game in McNeil, and after that, he was just getting outs quickly. A lot of it had to do with the location of the fastball. I thought he used the changeup much more early in the ball game. I think it was more effective for him at that point in time, and really set up the use of the slider fastball elevation combo later in the ball game.
Joey Votto snapped his home run streak at seven games last night. David Bell gives him the day off today. Inserts Max Schrock at first base. No big deal. He just rolls out of bed and goes 5-for-5, including a homer.
Well, we have talked so much about Max Schrock and just hoping that he could get himself healthy with the calf injuries that he had coming out of spring training. But there is no doubt that this guy has tremendous head control. I mean, he controls the barrel of the bat, and it's painfully obvious to the opposing pitchers, because when he strikes the ball, it really comes off with great velocity, and he showed it all here today.
Well, David Bell, and you hear not just the manager, but the coaching staff, the players talk about how all of these guys root for each other. That dugout could not have been more excited for Max Schrock in this ball game today. That was fun to see.
Yeah, there's nothing better than seeing a younger player have an awesome day. You could see it with Gutierrez. You could see it with Schrock. And it was evidenced by the two doubles that Naquin had, the hugs and the high fives in the dugout. That's what it's about.
Kyle Farmer also extends his hit streak to 10 games. He had an RBI triple in the sixth. Reds beat the Mets 7-1 at Citi Field here in Flushing, Queens. Yed, back to you.
Now to the highlights. Vladimir Gutierrez made the start for the Reds on Sunday afternoon, and he was unhittable early. He set the Mets down in order in three of the first four innings. The only base runner they had was a two-out walk in the second, and the next batter forced him out at second base on a ground ball to end the inning. The Mets finally did collect a hit in the fifth.
His 0-1 pitch, and there's a ground ball left side. Suarez dives and can't get it. It's by him and into left field, and Kevin Pillar has the Mets' first hit today.
Pillar was stranded at first base. Meanwhile, Mets starter Marcus Stroman held the Reds off the board until the top of the fourth. With two down, Max Schrock, who was playing first base for Joey Votto on Sunday, did something very Votto-like.
Stroman's pitch, and Schrock sends one deep down the right field line. Well hit, gone! He got it out of here on a line to right field. Max Schrock, with his second home run of the year, gives the Reds a 1-0 lead in the fourth.
It looked like the Reds were going to score again in the inning. After the home run, Suarez singled, and next up was Tyler Naquin.
And his first pitch is swung at, line to left center field. That's down and into the gap, and it will go all the way to the wall. Suarez getting the wave around third. Here's the relay throw to the plate, and got him. What a throw from Javier Baez. It looked like it might sail a little bit up the third base line, and it sailed to the left of home plate. But Nito came over, got the throw, dove back to the plate to get the tag on Suarez and get the out.
The Reds did score in the top of the sixth. Jesse Winker led the inning off with a double. That brought Kyle Farmer to the plate.
And now from the belt, the pitch to Farmer. He swings and drives this one toward the alley in left center field. Long run for the center fielder. Pillar dives. He can't get it. It's down and to the wall. Farmer around second, digging for third as Winker comes home. Throw to third. Safe! Farmer just in ahead of the tag. 2-0 Reds on a triple to the left center field gap by Kyle Farmer.
Tyler Stevenson then got Farmer home.
Here's the 2-2 pitch to Tyler Stevenson. And he swings and sends a fly ball toward the line and right. Moving over is Conforto. The catch is made. Farmer tagging at third. Coming home, throw to the plate, not in time. Farmer slides across the dish with the Reds' third run, and it's 3-0 Cincinnati in the sixth.
With two outs, Stroman walked Tyler Naquin. He was replaced on the mound by Miguel Castro, who immediately walked Aristides Aquino to load the bases, and then he had to face pitcher Vladimir Gutierrez.
3-0 pitch. Ball four. He walked him on four pitches.
That will be Vladimir Gutierrez's first major league RBI.
The Mets did finally get on the board in the bottom of the sixth inning, thanks to leadoff hitter Jeff McNeil.
Home with the pitch to McNeil. He swings the first offering and skies one deep center field. Going back, Naquin. He's at the wall, and it's gone.
Looked like a breaking ball, middle in, and it just stayed on the plate.
Jeff McNeil's sixth home run of the year makes it a 4-1 Reds lead.
Gutierrez was back on the mound in the bottom of the seventh for Cincinnati. He walked Michael Conforto to begin the inning, but then he took care of business.
Here's Drury at the plate. Gutierrez turns it loose. Ground ball left side. Suarez has it. Throws to second. Indy on to first. That's a double play, and that's how you do it. Meeting on the mound. Things come to a head. One pitch, two outs, two down. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Another changeup, and Pillar spins himself into the ground as he strikes out to end the seventh.
Here's the pitching line for Gutierrez. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, a home run, 80 pitches, 53 of those 4 strikes. Michael Givens pitched a 1-2-3 eighth for the Reds. Cincinnati got some big insurance runs in the top of the ninth. With one out and runners on first and second, Max Schrock came to the plate. It was his fifth at-bat of the day. He already had 4 hits, so why not make it 5?
See if Schrock can stay hot here. Produce another Reds run. And he does. Bullet by Baez into left center. Here's Farmer around third, and he will score without a throw. Another rocket off the bat of Max Schrock, and he finishes the game 5-5.
After that hit, A. Eugenio Suarez walked to load the bases, and up to the plate strolled Tyler Naquin.
The 0-2 pitch. And Naquin swings and yanks one down the right field line. That lands fair and goes into the corner. Stevenson's home. Right behind him, Schrock. Suarez around to third. Into second with a 2-run double. Tyler Naquin, and the Reds have opened it up here in the ninth.
Justin Wilson came on to pitch the bottom of the ninth for Cincinnati. He got a fly ball, a strikeout, and then ended it against Javi Baez.
2-1 pitch, and Baez swings, hits one high, very deep to center field, going back, Naquin at the wall, he's got it, right at the 380 sign, and that's it, Reds win it, beating the Mets 7-1 here in New York, and the Reds have their first series win over the Mets in New York since May of 2013. The Reds take 2 out of 3 from New York, and the Reds finish up their road trip going 5-2.
Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 7 runs on 11 hits, no errors, 11 left on base. New York, 1 run, 3 hits, no errors. They stranded 3. Gutierrez the winner, 6-3. Stroman falls to 7-10 with the loss. Home runs in the game, each team hit 1. Cincinnati, Schrock number 4 for New York, McNeil number 6. 3 hours and 6 minutes, 23,443 at Citi Field. With the victory, the Reds go to 6 games over .500 at 56-50. Time to hear from the man who had a career day, Max Schrock.
Max, clearly you were feeling pretty good today. What was the secret to the five-hit day?
Man, I wish I knew. I'd do it more often. No, I was just getting up there trying to see some good pitches and not try and do too much with the ball today. That was about it.
How much fun have these last few games been? You guys are going on a little bit of a streak recently.
Yeah, it was a really good last couple series, I guess. It's always good to get series wins, and that's what we need to keep doing.
Max, what was the reaction like from some of your teammates as the hits kept on coming, and even that fifth one as well?
It was mostly kind of just keep going, don't get satisfied, keep going. That's what especially Z kept saying that after every single one, don't be satisfied. So I was just up there trying to get the next one.
Did Joey Votto have any words for you at any point?
Not really. Pretty much the same thing. Just keep going, keep swinging it.
How important was the sixth inning? You guys, Stroman was pitching pretty well. You had to give up your home run, but to be able to put some distance on the Mets in that inning to have a big rally like that.
Yeah, that was great. I mean, as a whole, we swung the bats really well. I think Naquin had a couple big hits. It was just good to string some together in that inning.
The Reds have Monday off, but then begin a six-game homestand on Tuesday night as they take on the Minnesota Twins. Tyler Mahle goes to the mound in Game 1 against Kenta Maeda. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 6:40. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10. And once again, the final score on Sunday afternoon from New York, the Reds over the Mets, 7-1. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.